93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Is the U.S. opening Pandora's box in the Middle East? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. China thinks so. It's the world's largest buyer of oil from Iran, and it's warning against escalating tension as the U.S. plans to send 1,000 more troops to the region, blaming Iran for last week's attack on two oil tankers. And Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more reaction live from Washington.
Dave, Republican Senator Tom Cotton calls the deployment of troops to the Middle East a prudent measure, telling Fox's Martha McCallum.
If the United States and Iran are on a collision course, it's only because Iran continues its 40-year low-level war against the United States.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi issued a statement calling for a congressional briefing on the plans, citing concerns the deployment may escalate tensions with Iran, the Trump administration blaming Iran for attacks on two tankers in the Gulf of Oman last week. Dave.
Rachel, there is a roundup coming of people who came here illegally and slipped through the cracks. President Trump tweeted last night that next week, ICE will begin the process of removing millions of illegal immigrants. Removed as fast as they come in, he wrote. But in New York, those immigrants will soon be legally allowed to drive. It'll be the 13th state to issue them licenses.
Proponents of the measure say the move will make the roads safer by allowing illegal immigrants to take a road test to get their license. They also say it will help illegal immigrants with getting to work. Opponents say this rewards illegal immigrants with driver's licenses and encourages illegal immigration to continue.
Fox's Rob Dawson. Trump supporters are lined up in Orlando, Florida, where an overflow crowd is expected for the president's reelection campaign kickoff rally tonight.
Keep America great.
Through Trumpsters, we love President Trump.
He's not looking out for the bureaucrats. He's looking out for us common people that work every day.
The president tweeted Republican enthusiasm is at an all-time high, but the fake news doesn't get it. Anti-Trump demonstrations are also planned in Orlando. This is Fox News.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Lovers, run with us on the John Deere Z500 Series Z-Track mower, built to mow better, faster, with an Excel Deep mower deck. Because whether you're up against the clock or a busy day, this zero turn gets it done in almost no time at all. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Test drive a Z500 Series Z-Track mower at your John Deere dealer during the Take Your Turn sales event.
A book is no longer for sale, pulled by the publisher. Why? Because the man who sued the authors won his defamation lawsuit. The book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, claims the massacre at the elementary school in 2012 in Newtown, Connecticut, never happened. The suit was filed by the father of one of the 20 kids murdered. Six adults were also killed, and today there's a hearing in another case. Victims' families filed against InfoWars host Alex Jones, who also claimed it was a hoax. They say also that Jones sent their legal team child pornography. Jones says it's a setup, was planted. One of the students who survived the shooting spree at a Florida high school last year, then bucked the trend speaking out for gun owner rights, has been unaccepted by Harvard over old text messages.
Kyle Kashuv says the Ivy League school asked him in May to explain comments he made months before the February 2018 shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. He apologized for his comments that had surfaced online, says he told Harvard officials the comments were idiotic and hurtful and don't represent who he is now.
Some people are saying political bias, but I think one of the biggest things to look at is the state of academia right now.
The spokeswoman for Harvard says the school does not comment on admissions decisions. Kashuv has actually been an advocate for gun rights since a former Parkland student killed 17 people. John Saucier, Fox News.
A gym teacher who was suspended then resigned is now charged in Ohio.
Police in Springboro, Ohio, outside Dayton, say surveillance camera video captured 88 times when former physical education teacher John Hopkins had physical interactions with first graders in school. Now the 25-year-old man has been indicted on 36 charges of gross sexual imposition involving 28 different girls. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
There's a new report just out showing a decline last month in new home construction, but on Wall Street, Dow futures up over 100 points ahead of the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal. In downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. You can blame the flooding this year for the likelihood of more so-called nuisance mosquitoes this year. The Department of Public Health for Illinois said Monday, flooding has made conditions ripe for floodwater mosquitoes. They don't carry diseases like other types of mosquitoes. The types of mosquitoes that carry West Nile virus prefer hot, dry conditions. Champaign County Crime Stoppers needs help finding two black males who allegedly fired shots in a residential neighborhood of Urbana on June 8th. They are accused of approaching the 800 block of North Romine Street through an alley and firing guns. No people were hurt, but a house and a vehicle were hit by gunfire. The suspects are said to be about 18 to 25, but otherwise there are no descriptions of them. They left on foot. If you know anything about what happened, you should contact Crime Stoppers online through 373tips.com. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
Hi, this is Justin Gensler with Illinois National Bank. Our mortgage team is complete. Feel and see the difference in the process when you work with the mortgage team at IMB. We help you save on fees and we work with you directly. We're not starting the process and then sending you to someone else to do the rest of the work. We'll walk with you hand in hand through the entire process. Whether it's your first home or your fourth, work with me and my team at Illinois National Bank.
Illinois National Bank. We make it easy to apply for a mortgage or construction loan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS number 611366.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Partly cloudy today, some morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, 20% chance of an isolated shower, thunderstorm, high 81, low 64. 80 the high tomorrow, 90% chance of thunderstorms, 60 our low in the evening. Partly cloudy on Thursday with a high 78, more clouds on Friday with a high 84. Right now, near 90 on Saturday. Right now, the temperature's at 67. ESPN 93.5.
President of the United States launching his 2020 campaign in Florida rally tonight. People have been camping out.
What?
There are lines so long. What does that mean? What does that say?
It would be a need to be part of history and be part of it all.
There's an enthusiasm for this president that is not being covered. That's what it means. And that's why he has a chance to win again, like it or not. And there are just a whole bunch of people that aren't watching Fox News that think there's zero chance he's going to win again. It's just a question of picking the right Democrat. So I'm for their own mental health, I would suggest that the other respective channels suggest that Donald Trump might win. And so brace for impact. The lines that there would be no Democrat except maybe Barack Obama coming back. That could do that. There's nobody in this field. I mean, Beto O'Rourke had like...
What about the people in line being instigators? Is that happening?
This is a... You want to come see this? It's American Idol.
Okay.
This is organic. This is... You can't pay that many people.
Okay.
This is an energy.
I mean, I just know how these go, and there's people who get paid to stir up trouble at these rallies.
This is a massive amount of people that want to be there, and there's nobody in the Democratic side. I mean, Beto O'Rourke had like 11 in the church that I saw. Maybe it was 22. Joe Biden, I mean, I'm telling you, it's just difficult to do. Barack Obama had that. He had that. People lined up for him.
Mm-hmm. He was an excellent public speaker.
There's no question, but they're doing that for Donald Trump at these rallies. There's thousands of people that can't get in. You ever hear about it?
No,
heck no. I'm telling you, some of the stuff, listen, he pokes and he does stuff he shouldn't on Twitter. But from the standpoint of a strong guy that says, you ain't doing that, and this is why.
Mm-hmm.
And people like that. We like the fact that Iran's a little off balance from the standpoint of you don't mess with America right now. If you're gonna come after us, we're gonna defend ourselves. So people do enjoy. I mean, the fact that you're gonna take action, and people know he will because he's crazy. So there's that fear, which I think that's the only thing a whole bunch of this world understands, is that we have power. Question is, are we going to ever use it? We pray we never do. But the way you keep the peace is to make sure the guy on the corner's got so much muscle that you don't want to touch him, because the result will be bad. That's the whole thing for me. That's what I do. So Ronald Reagan did peace through strength. So anyway, there's a huge rally tonight in and Florida comes down to Broward County, essentially. And it's such a close, and you have to win Florida. But I don't know. I don't know who's coming out of the Democratic field. I don't think it's Vice President Biden. I don't. I just don't think he's going to go left enough. And if he does, then what does that say? You can match his record. It goes up and down and up and changes his mind up and down. That's not good for him either, because you won't know where in the heck he is. And then if he switches back to the moderate after he wins the primary, then the left won't like him. So anyway, it's a fascinating dynamic of the masses in line for the Trump rally tonight in Florida. Okay, ESPN 93.5, you can always text us, 359-2255. Do you sleep on the right or left side of the bed? Study claims the answer reveals a lot about your personality. Neurophysiologist Dr. Michelle Bankson, how are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning? And better yet, how'd you sleep last night?
I'm darn well, thank you.
Stevie was catching up on his sleep, though.
Yeah, I was pretty tired, but no, I slept great. How'd you sleep?
I slept great, but I had the whole bed to myself, so I slept right in the middle of the bed. Had the whole bed.
Yeah, it's interesting how some people kind of need all that, and
yeah,
others don't. Because I'm pretty comfortable if I don't have much space.
As soon as my husband Mike leaves, I do drape my leg over to his side and spread out and. Sometimes if the dog hops up there, I'm uncomfortable. I mean,
well,
we started putting the gate up so the dog can't join us.
Okay, so what does it mean, Michelle Bankson? Right side, left side, what does it all mean?
Well, you know, there's a lot of question open for debate about this, because there was a study that talked about personality traits dependent on which side of the bed you sleep on. But what the study did not tell us is how we determine which side of the bed is left and which side is right. So is it when you're standing at the foot of the bed looking at the pillows, or is it when you're in the bed looking at the TV? So we don't know. But the study suggested that people who sleep on the left side of the bed tend to associate themselves as being left-brain people, more logical, analytical, objective.
Say it again. I'm looking at the bed, so it's like I'm at the foot of the bed, so it's left and right. That's our orientation here.
We don't know.
Oh.
We don't know. They didn't tell us.
Okay. So right now, from her assessment,
which side?
Okay, so tell me again what the left side means.
The left side means you tend to be more left-brained, so logical, analytical, objective. As opposed to those who sleep on the right side tend to view themselves as right brain, more intuitive or subjective or creative.
Okay, so I think you're looking at the bed from the head of the bed.
I think you're looking at it from the foot.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
When I look at my order.
Yeah. That's definitely looking from the foot of the bed on all that.
Okay.
Again, this is one of those studies where you're going, you got funding from what for this?
Right.
Wow, that's awesome.
Exactly. I think we may need to replicate this a little bit and refine it a little bit. But, you know, some said actually that they choose the side of the bed depending on which side is easier to get out of, whereas others said they chose which side of the bed so that they could have a better view of the TV. I personally choose which side of the bed dependent on where the door is, because I put my husband closer to the door. So I change which side of the bed depending which house we live in.
I see.
My wife and I are celebrating 34 years.
Okay.
We have had a TV.
Awesome.
We've had a TV in the bedroom for exactly 3 of those years.
Okay.
31 years, we haven't had a TV in the bedroom.
Have you always stayed on the same side no matter what?
Yes.
Okay.
I have no idea why.
Same with Mike and I.
No idea.
And how about the pillow fort that I build around myself? Is that a bad thing?
It just says very plainly, leave me alone. Pretty much.
Or it could be that hubby has restless leg syndrome. You know, you're just trying to protect yourself.
Okay.
You never know.
I actually had some frozen shoulder issues, and they recommended me put, you know, a pillow under my armpit and some other things. So, and I, sometimes I have a bad neck, so I do kind of situate the pillows in a certain way.
Oh.
I just wondered if that was in the study.
I think.
Well, only in that, you know, it, some people chose which side of the bed, depending on which side is easier to get out of. But that can be dictated by health conditions. Mm. You know, if you've got a bum hip or shoulder mm. or knee, you may have to sleep on a certain side to be mm. able to get out of it without exaggerating the pain.
That's right.
I wonder if the no TV thing's unusual. I bet it is. I bet most people do have TVs in their bedroom.
Agreed.
I don't have
I think most people do, but we do not.
Well, good for you.
We do not.
And none of the kids have ever had a TV in their bedroom.
Oh, wow.
So it just, I don't know.
But
how.
We've never allowed our kids either.
Well, there you go, Michelle. Wow. Come
that's
on.
That's crazy.
How do people connect?
Because you actually get better sleep when you don't have those devices.
Well, then, now, let's fast forward.
What about the slumber parties and all the DVDs that you're watching?
Yeah. The whole game has changed since the iPhone. So now our kids go to bed with those. So
true.
It's the same kind of screen thing. Michelle Bankson, I always appreciate chatting with you. You're a learned one. Thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure. Get a good night's rest tonight.
You as well, neurophysiologist Dr. Michelle Bankson. She's mm-hmm. in Dallas. Okay, let's jump to our morning sports. ESPN 93.5. Diane has the latest headline.
I do. Cardinals over Miami. That final was 5-0. It's a 7:15 start. St. Louis using Jack Flaherty on the mound. We've got your Redbird recap now.
John, that game last night was a pretty good script for the Cardinals. Microscope six innings, the bullpen, all three guys come in and shut them out. And a three-run homer in the eighth inning add to the victory.
The Cardinals find themselves 3-1 against the Miami Marlins. And the Redbirds now have won six of their last eight ball games, winning 5-0. And a big night for Matt Carpenter. Home run in the third. Carpenter swings and lifts a high fly ball. Deep right center field, back to the track, out the wall, it's a goner. Carpenter's 10th home run of the year, 1-0 Cardinals in the third. A bunt double against the shift in the fifth, an infield hit, and he scored as part of a three-run inning on a home run by Dexter Fowler. A swing and a drive to right field. That's it. Well, Ramirez back, and that ball's gone. Fowler hit a three-run homer. 5-0 Cardinals in the eighth inning. The Cardinals will try to make it two in a row tonight.
And we're on the air at 6:20.
Cubs and White Sox today. They're playing today and tomorrow. A 7:05 start. Today it's in Wrigley. Cole Hamels on the mound for our Cubbies. And Ivan Nova for the Chicago White Sox. I should see Jeremy Warner wants to put any money on that. In the College World Series, Texas Tech over Arkansas to eliminate Arkansas. 5-4 was the final. It's a double elimination tournament in Omaha, Nebraska. Michigan beat Florida State 2-0. Louisville and Auburn going at it in that elimination game today in Vanderbilt and Mississippi State. Illini land receiver Josh Emortor Bebe.
Mm-hmm.
The mom tweeted out how you're supposed to pronounce Josh's name.
Oh, okay.
Emortor Bebe.
Emortor Bebe.
Yeah.
Josh Emortor Bebe.
6'2", 215 pounds. We needed a receiver. I think this will be a good fit. Now we just need to lock in that quarterback to throw to him. We'll hear more from Josh Whitman tomorrow.
Good.
Our athletic director is on with Jeremy Warner at 10:30, so take note of that.
Yep.
Sports, I'm Diane Ducey.
I'm trying to do something I don't do very often. So I'm just picking a picture for Janet's birthday to put on Facebook.
So many pretty pictures, Janet.
So I just hit that and then share, right? Then I write a comment about my beautiful wife.
Exactly.
Okay, because I don't do a lot of that, but I do want to do that today. Here we go, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, up to 81, 64 our low tonight, chance of showers at 20%, up to 80, down to 60 on Wednesday, 90% chance of thunderstorms. We usually have our neighborhood nights Wednesday evenings, Blair Park, Keith Hardin on stage from Tolono, and if there's any bad weather coming our way, urbanaparks.org to keep you informed. On Thursday, high 78, low 60, 20% chance of showers. We're currently at 67 with the clouds on ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute and be right back. You can always text in this morning. You're always welcome to chime in, 359 359- 2255. It's Tuesday, June 18, 2019. Back in a moment. 820 in Champaign, Urbana, live from the Pines in Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, home construction softened last month. The Commerce Department says construction starts declined 0.9% from April. However, applications for permits to build, an indicator of plans for future construction, increased 0.3% in May. Facebook has revealed plans to launch its own cryptocurrency called Libra. It's promising the system will be for mainstream users. MasterCard, PayPal, Uber Technologies, and Spotify will be partners in the blockchain-based money system. You'll be able to buy mattresses from Tempur Sealy at mattress firm Big Lots and European-based company Better Bed Holding. Tempur Sealy announced the agreements, expects the deals to boost sales by more than $400 million a year. European Central Bank President Mario Draghi says he is considering steps to stimulate the economy there, starting as early as July. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Take a whole approach about community policing. You have to get out and talk to people.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com. Well, they are a good place to work. That's why they are surveyed. And for the fourth straight year, Busey has been named best places to work in Illinois. That's not easy to get that because...
I can totally see that, though. Well, they come together and serve our community, too. We're very happy at Tolono Fun Day for the 7 employees at the bank to be part of our 5K on the 28th.
75% of the total evaluation for Busey's best places to work in Illinois come from the associates.
Mm-hmm.
Busey thanks its dedicated associates for making this acknowledgement possible and fulfilling the Busey promise to their customers and community members. From buying a home or saving for your child's education to planning for retirement and beyond, partner with Busey. Named 2019 Best Places to Work in Illinois, 800-67-BUSEY. Visit Busey.com. Stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Investment products and services not FDIC insured may lose value. No bank guarantee. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. So on the Tolono Fun Day program, Diane's in the fold right on the staple. Looking pretty good there. So
if you
go in there and look at Woodworth and Sons.
It's as if I planned that and put this booklet together.
Well, I say for the 1,000 hours you put in every year, you can have the fold.
Why not?
Anyway, you've got a big day coming up.
I do. On the 28th, always the last Saturday in June, but we've added the Tolono Twilight Trek. We like that Friday night formula. The kids 1K at 6. So fun to see those kids coming out of the gate. They just take off. They don't care where they're going. They just run. And then we've got the 5K at 7 and the golf cart parade. Thanks to Battery Specialist Plus Golf Cars, they're going to be judging the lit entries. It's a blast. We had over 30 golf carts last year, Stevie.
Wow, that's a lot.
So golf carts are a thing in Tolono and a lot of these rural communities. And we are raffling one off to a 6-passenger golf cart with headlights, road ready, 1 for $20 or 3 for $50 if you want to message me for tickets, that's fine. It's essentially our fireworks fund, and I play a patriotic medley in the park, and we have the scouts with the flag raising and the lowering ceremony. It's very moving, a patriotic tribute. If you come out on Saturday night to see the fireworks, the band is Champagne Freight, my friend Gooseman on stage, and that'll be awesome. The parade is at 11, usually around 90 entries in that, totally free. People come out to be in the parade at 10, and as you mentioned, Richard Woodworth is 84, CU Elks Club member for over 60 years. It should be great to honor him. And the 50th anniversary for the Tolono Parade. Margaret Relig is 93, our original librarian, also featured in the parade.
The original librarian.
Exactly.
Awesome. All right, again, that's coming up the 28th, 29th.
Yep.
It's fun. Tolono Fun Day is always a big deal.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be right back. Going to check your news, bottom of the hour. Checking Drudge Report this morning says Trump vows to deport millions starting next week.
Yes.
What is that?
Going after them is the way I interpreted it.
Well, who's
coming into work?
Going after the newly crossing the line people. I got to read the article.
Okay.
Here. It just came over. Talk about it in a moment. ESPN 93.5.
Imagine.
Yeah, ICE will begin removing millions of illegal aliens next week. I think this onslaught that has been fairly recent, and it's not going to be millions. You can't do it. You just logistically, you can't remove millions. That's what the president has tweeted. You can remove thousands, but millions is, we don't know.
10 million is what this.
Well, you can't. No. Anyway, a little more on this in a moment. It's 8:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. 1,000 more American troops are heading to the Middle East in response to attacks on oil tankers off the coast of Iran. Fox's Griff Jenkins.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan releasing this statement, quote, "The United States does not see conflict with Iran. We will continue to monitor the situation diligently and make adjustments to force levels as necessary, given intelligence reporting and credible threats." This as the Pentagon releases several new photos showing Iran's responsibility in attacking two tankers last week near the Strait of Hormuz.
The Iranian government denies involvement. No word yet why a 22-year-old Army veteran fired shots outside a federal courthouse in Dallas.
Brian Isaac Clyde was killed by federal officers after he approached the entrance of the building and started shooting. Witnesses say they heard 10 to 15 shots. Police say Clyde was carrying more than 150 rounds of ammo for his high-powered rifle and that they also detonated two items from his car, which was parked nearby. No others were hurt in the incident.
That's talking to Jay Powers. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign County Crime Stoppers needs help finding two black males who allegedly fired shots in a residential neighborhood of Urbana on June 8th. They are accused of approaching the 800 block of North Romine Street through an alley and firing guns. No people were hurt, but a house and a vehicle were hit by gunfire. The suspects are said to be about 18 to 25, but otherwise there are no descriptions of them. They left on foot. No more planned yard waste pickups in St. Joseph. WCIA says the mayor said village leaders plan on reviewing their policy before figuring out a new pickup schedule. Weather permitting, crews will pick up the brush on curbs now this week. An exhibit featuring the typewriters used by Hugh Hefner and Roger Ebert opened at the U of I's Rare Book and Manuscript Library this week. Hefner and Ebert were alumni of the university. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
PN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 81, down to 64. A chance of a shower at 20%. The sun should come out stronger this afternoon. 90% chance of thunderstorms tomorrow. High 79, low 60. 78 the high with partly cloudy conditions Thursday. Then warmer as we head into the weekend. 84 Friday and 89 on Saturday with a 40% chance of scattered showers. We're currently at 68 on ESPN 93.5.
So the president has tweeted that millions will be deported beginning soon, an ICE blitz.
This texter says doing the liberals' dirty work.
Well, if somebody's here illegally, well, they've been here for 40, 50 years. Ronald Reagan had an amnesty in 1987 that many took advantage of, and I'm not for deporting dreamers. So you can call me inconsistent. I don't think a four-year-old brought here in 1999 should be forced to leave. They didn't choose to come here, so I'm all right with the dreamers. I don't like what's happening in the last several years with a storm in the border. Our laws don't allow us to keep them past 21 days if they're women and children, so they're in our system. That's just not right. You have to follow the procedure. The problem is Congress, House and the Senate, have failed miserably, both parties, because nobody wants to address it. The Democrats want to flood, they say in football, you flood the zone. They want to flood the state so they'll get all the votes. It's about power. It's always about power.
Mm-hmm.
California has totally changed. Ronald Reagan won that state in the 80s as a Republican. Never happened again because the whole demographic has changed. Same thing in Texas. Texas is about to turn. In the next 6 years, it'll probably be purple/blue. And then that means the Republicans can't win the presidency based on the Electoral College. So I don't understand the argument that suggests that everybody's welcome. If you were in a lifeboat and your ship had sunk, and you're sitting there with 40 people and five more need to get in, but after five get in, you're all going to sink, you'd smack them on the head with your paddle because it's survival. If somebody came into your home and lined the wall, they're nice people, not hurting them. There's a woman, there's a child, there's two guys, and you're saying, you got to get out of my house. Why? They're not doing anything. What are you, some sort of greasy, awful person, racist bigot? Some greedy person? Yeah, so you know what? There's nothing wrong or insensitive or anything to saying, you're welcome in my country. You have to, if you're seeking asylum because there's violence, we have to set up for that. You have to have 1,000 judges down there. You have to have all the setup. Congress won't give the money. They don't listen. If you know, wink, wink, that most of the Hispanics will vote for you, why wouldn't you want to stomp them? Why would they be able to vote if they're not even legal?
Whatever happened to orderly application, acceptance, and admissions program kind of thing?
What happened is California used to be Republican. So why wouldn't you change 54 electoral votes? Follow the money and follow the power. Call me cynical, but that's what it's about. It's about power and control. And the fact that the Democrats aren't interested in stopping the surge at the border tells you about everything you need. It's working. Why would you want to stop what seems to be working, changing the demographic and the makeup of this country? And I don't care if they all come legally. I don't care. You just have to do what's proper, and that's that we are a country of laws.
Yes.
You can't pick and choose what laws you want to follow.
Right. Establish some requirements, improve on some things, be a little more flexible, but get people going through a proper path.
Our politicians have failed us for 40 years on this issue, and it continues.
At Busey, it's not just about doing business, but doing good. Supporting the arts, advocating for our youth, and helping those in need. That's been our promise since we opened our doors more than 150 years ago, and it remains our promise today. Supporting our neighbors leads to vibrant, thriving communities, the places we're proud to call home. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868. Member FDIC.
This is the sound of the two new Reese's Lovers Blizzard Treats being made at DQ. That is not what they really sound like. Listen closer. That's the sound of the extra chocolate in the Reese's Chocolate Lover's Blizzard Treat. Or maybe more peanut butter is your thing in the Reese's Peanut Butter Lover's Blizzard Treat. And whether you pick chocolate or peanut butter, your favorite Blizzard Treats just got happier. DQ. Happy tastes good. At participating locations.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality service is standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
Spring is here and it's time to golf at Stone Creek. My name is Becky Beach and I'm the PGA golf professional at Stone Creek Golf Club. This year we are celebrating our 20th anniversary with golf course and golf shop specials. Please stop by our fully stocked golf shop for all of your Stone Creek and Fighting Illini apparel. To reserve a tee time for our championship golf course, please call us at 217-367-3000 or book a tee time online at stonecreekgolfclub.com. We look forward to seeing you during our 20th anniversary celebration.
Yeah, the president.
See you soon.
Says, thank you, Becky Beach. The president saying we're going to deport millions, that's logistically not possible. You can't deport millions. We don't have enough people. And I just think you've got to, if you have a leaky boat, you have to stop the leak before you fix anything. It's just a sieve. Everybody's coming in and there's still points that just cross over. I mean, when Janet and the kids came back from Canada, it was unbelievable how difficult it was to get mm-hmm. back into America. Mm-hmm. Why is that not like that in the South? It's just we're being overwhelmed and it's being ignored.
This article quotes 11 million undocumented migrant
workers. I don't think anybody has any idea. That's a guess. I've heard 20 million, 15 million. They don't have any idea. How would you? You don't have any paper.
Right.
We're letting in thousands. This week there'll be how many come through? 10,000? Because we have a 21-day period. You can't hold them anymore because our own laws. Why wouldn't you address that? Why wouldn't you say we got to stop the leak? It's not right for everybody to surge into our country. You wouldn't do that in your home. Why are you doing it in your country? That's not illogical. That makes sense. Law. Come. You're welcome. I don't care if you're Buddhist, Muslim. I don't care what you are, but fill the paper out. Is that crazy? It doesn't feel crazy. Yeah, so that's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
359-2255, you want to chime in?
With unrivaled security and smart savings, it's simple. Illini Plus Checking makes it easier to protect your finances, save money on everyday purchases, and enjoy your life. Open your Illini Plus Checking today at U of I Community Credit Union.
If you haven't already, you need to like Rosati's Pizza in Urbana on Facebook.
We have tons of in-store specials Monday through Friday, but if you check out Facebook, we'd like to throw you secret specials that only you will know about if you follow us.
Hey, Andrea.
Hey, what?
Monday nights.
Oh, yeah.
We got a special we can't talk about right now.
We do.
But how do you find out about that?
You just follow us on Facebook.
That's it, guys. Go to Facebook.com and search Rosati's Pizza of Urbana. That's Rosati's Pizza of Urbana.
Yep. We'll see you soon.
Pros do it right by relying on trusted brands every day because your reputation depends on it. Lowe's is here to help by stocking more of those brands and at great savings, too. Like 20% off in-stock GAF or Owens Corning shingles every day when you purchase by the pallet. And we now offer the Little Giant King Combo Ladder, the world's first step, extension, and leaning ladder, giving you the flexibility to do just about any job for only $159. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
Durst has been around since 1935, giving excellent service to customers for 84 years. Let's put that into some context. Hank Greenberg and the Tigers beat the Cubs in the World Series that year. The first ever Heisman Trophy was won. And Babe Ruth hit his last of 714 career home runs. Durst has seen all trends and flavors of the month go by in those 84 years, but they have been a constant you can trust to get your bike and exercise equipment. Go with the third generation Champagne staple in Durst Cycle and Fitness on West University in Urbana or on North Madison Champagne.
All right, sports headlines, 8:46. What did the text say?
Oh, it talks about a political preacher here in town asking people to focus more on God.
Oh, you're talking about CU Church, Jason.
Jason Epperson.
Focus more on God. I'm all for that.
Right.
I think the country needs to quit shoving God out of the United States of America. And, you know, the whole founding of this thing, when George Washington talks about it in paragraph 3 about divine intervention and the fact that we shouldn't have beat the British, and we did. So let's take that as a clue that God is supporting us. Anyway, yeah, I agree, Jason. I think we should embrace God and bring that more into our lives, not less.
That's right. Cardinals over Miami 5-0. 7:15 start on ESPN 93.5. Cubs and White Sox from Wrigley 7:05 start on US 105.9. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
That's all we need. Jeremy Warner will do the new wide receiver's name, Georgie Bisciansvili. I just got his name down.
Exactly.
And now you're asking me to pronounce Josh
Imatorbebe.
I like the Imatorbebe.
Exactly.
Come on, baby.
And by the way, Josh Whitman tomorrow at 10.
10 a.m. tomorrow with Jeremy Warner. It's Josh Whitman, athletic director, University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah. We still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Troy Lanz from Lanz Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lanz is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Union Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lanz today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanzInc.com. I'm Troy Lanz, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Summer is here, and it's time to celebrate the season at Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. The patio's open, and they're serving up killer cocktails, along with fresh lunch and dinner every day of the week and brunch each weekend. It couldn't be easier than lunch or dinner at Big Grove. Anytime you come, they'll validate parking in the Hill Street parking deck. Heading downtown for live music or a special event? Everyone's welcome at Big Grove Tavern. Need a place to host a shower celebration or party this summer? Big Grove has private rooms for your next event. Big Grove Tavern, 1 East Main in downtown around Champaign.
So Donald Trump will be at the Amway Center in Orlando.
20,000 people.
20,000 mm-hmm. people. And he's going to fill that thing?
Of course.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, they've been lining up since 4 a.m.
I mean, still, that's a tremendous amount of people for that. That's unreal. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine. Today's high 81, 64 our low tonight. 20% chance of an isolated shower thunderstorm briefly. That bumps up to an 80% chance of showers for tomorrow. High 79, low 60. Thursday, we've got a high 78, low 60. 20% chance of rain. First day of summer on Friday. We've got some clouds and a high 84. Right now, 69. ESPN 93.5.
The Grand McExtreme Bacon Burger is one of McDonald's most popular burgers in Spain. To try one, you'd have to reprogram your GPS,
recalculate it,
go to the airport, leave your car, buy a plane ticket, land in Madrid, and go to McDonald's.
Bienvenida a McDonald's.
Or you could hang that next left and get to your neighborhood McDonald's now. Because for a limited time, the juicy Grand McExtreme Bacon Burger and other worldwide favorites are here. Around the World is now around the corner at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
At CDW, we get that migrating your business to a hyper-converged infrastructure is challenging.
Like me switching to decaf. Gotta do it, don't want to do it, but gotta do it.
Whoa, slow down, friend. CDW's experts can help you simplify the transition from legacy to hyper-converged infrastructure with Dell EMC solutions that offer speed and agility.
Do it, do it. Have you done it? Is it done yet? Why isn't it done yet?
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/DellEMC.
Hi, I'm Kirk Kaiser, owner of Freedom Roofing and Construction. We know you're busy. We also know your roof is one less thing you'd like to worry about. When you call us for any roofing or home exterior issue, we'll work around your busy schedule, not vice versa. We'll conduct a comprehensive inspection to identify the problem or potential issues before providing you with a detailed solution you can afford. I'm asking for a chance to earn your business. I'm Kirk Kaiser, and you can reach me for your free roof assessment at freedomchampaign.com.
That's, really, think about that. 20,000 people. And they're going to fill that thing. It's, mm-hmm. it's again, the only Democrat I can think of that has done that is Barack Obama. And they had that big thing in Denver after he won the nomination. And he, I think it was even at the convention. Anyway, it was stunning. It was like 50,000. But it's not easy. You see some of these candidates on the Democratic side, because 23 or 4 or however many there are, it's just hard to draw. Because they're fragmented so much because there's 23 candidates and everybody's got a few folks. But the Beto O'Rourke, you know, his star was rising, and now he can't get anybody. I mean, he's not even on the radar. So fame is fleeting, particularly in politics.
He revolutionized dining in Central Illinois forever. He's passionate about the cuisine he serves and brings creative ideas to the kitchen. Visit Naya and let Chef Thad Morrow take you on a journey that is both playful and traditional, with a pragmatic approach to simple preparation and an eye for detail in creating deep and complex flavors. This is Chef Morrow at his very best. Visit Chef Thad and his team at Naya on 212 East Green Street in Champaign. Naya. Time-honored Asian cooking with bright, flavorful Italian dishes.
Urbana Park District wants you to enjoy the summer with great music and connect with your friends during Neighborhood Nights presented by OSF Healthcare. Each Wednesday this summer will feature great local music in one of our parks. Bring your lawn chair or even a picnic dinner. Spend a great evening outside listening to rock, folk, country, jazz, and bluegrass music. Concerts begin at 6:30 each Wednesday. We'll provide free popcorn, lemonade, and water. Join us June 19th at Blair Park for Keith Hart. It's an Urbana Park District tradition. Join us Wednesdays this summer for Neighborhood Nights.
Yeah, I haven't even got into how frustrating the whole U.S. Open experience was for me because it wasn't on DirecTV because DirecTV and Sinclair Broadcasting can't agree, and so we lose Fox. And there's a lot of football on Fox. So I could drop Direct and get Dish, and I think I'd get Fox, but I'd lose the ticket, which is the NFL games, and that's the New Orleans Saints.
That's right.
So what a first world dilemma.
It is.
But it's just so maddening. I mean, U.S. Open, I can't see it because, and what am I going to do about it? I have nothing. I can stream it, but there wasn't actual, I couldn't find any live streaming with the leaders. I found the focus, you know, they had the featured groups kind of thing. So anyway, I saw some, it was just, it's maddening. And the Cubs, you can't get 23 or 55, so you got US 105 on radio, US 105.9 on radio, because you can't get the Cubbies on a whole lot of these games. And I know Cub fans are pretty upset about it, but I don't know what to tell you. Because you're going to call Sinclair Broadcasting? Good luck. They're, like, massive, and so is DirecTV. So, yeah, a little spat hurts us.
Okay.
Okay, Jeremy Warner, that's next. Stand by. Josh Whitman on the Jeremy Warner Show tomorrow, 10 in studio tomorrow. Have a wonderful, what is this, Tuesday.
Enjoy your day.
Thank you very much. That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Jeremy Warner program coming up next. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you. We'll be back on the radio tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday.
Spilled your red, red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The last weekend in June, head 8 miles south of Champaign to Tolono with their Twilight Track 5K, Friday, June 28th. And at dusk, a free outdoor movie for the family under the stars. The start and finish line for the Tolono Twilight Track 5K is at the Scout Cabin in Westside Park, with Busey Bank of Tolono volunteering their services to help out. Some of the highlights for Tolono Fun Day on June 29th include the parade at 11 a.m. and American Patriot pyrotechnicians popping off their fireworks just after 9:20. Get more details at the Tolono Fun Day Facebook page.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampaign.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampaign.com.
Welcome back to CUTV, and we are the power couple of Falter Upper. In the kitchen with Jess Anna, we are seeing so many wonderful Dynasty cabinets and American granite countertops from Luther Falls. This kitchen is so beautiful.
That's not even getting to the bathroom, Chops. Luther Falls is amazing work. The bathroom has all the amenities and beauty this house deserves. Some awesome tiles, amazing new tubs, and showers.
Oh my gosh, Luther Falls has all the great cabinets, colors, and options. They make renovation look so easy, don't they?
If you're in the Bloomington or Champaign area, contact Luther Falls immediately. Go to their website, remodelingchampaign.com.
Sam Anstreich with Mattex Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. For 25 years, Mattex has been Central Illinois' premier provider for home services. We've worked hard to build long-term relationships with our customers. At Mattex, we strive for excellence and give you the personal attention you not only expect, but deserve. Visit MattexService.com today and see all the ways our trained and certified technicians can serve you. We specialize in train but service all brands. That's MattexService.com. Get the fix with Mattex.
Schedule your AC maintenance today.
Hi, this is Justin Gintz with Illinois National Bank. Our mortgage team is complete. Feel and see the difference in the process when you work with the mortgage team at IMB. We help you save on fees, and we work with you directly. We're not starting the process and then sending you to someone else to do the rest of the work. We'll walk with you hand-in-hand through the entire process, whether it's your first home or your fourth. Work with me and my team at Illinois National Bank.
Illinois National Bank. We make it easy to apply for a mortgage or construction loan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS number 611367.
Hi, I'm Kirk Kaiser, owner of Freedom Roofing and Construction. We know you're busy. We also know your roof is one less thing you'd like to worry about. When you call us for any roofing or home exterior issue, we'll work around your busy schedule and not vice versa. We'll conduct a comprehensive inspection to identify the problem or potential issues, before providing you with a detailed solution you can afford. I'm asking for a chance to earn your business. I'm Kirk Kaiser, and you can reach me for your free roof assessment at freedomchampaign.com.
Experience food, drink, and fun at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill, West Springfield in Champaign. Stop in this spring and summer to enjoy bar specialties. From their famous Slugger Burger to their never-ending nachos to daily specials. Come be a part of the party. And whether you're cheering for the St. Louis Cardinals or the Chicago Cubs, cheer them to victory with a cold drink in your hand at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill. Food, fun, cold drinks, and the place to be this summer. Come be part of the party at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill, 1609 West Springfield Avenue, Champaign.
You're listening to WXJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.